Welcome to a Stain Gang podcast as we talk about Midwestern State women's soccer with head coach Ryan Spence. And women are off to a great start. They have yet to concede a goal. They have scored seven through the first two games, and they're home Thursday night to take on Colorado Mesa, and you'll be able to see that game on Flo College. If you're not able to make it to Stang Park in person, it's a 7 o'clock kickoff Thursday night, and the women's soccer team has been highly entertaining. And let's go back and talk about the game last Thursday against Oklahoma Baptist, a game you won 5-0. As they say, you scored early and often in that match.
Yeah, it always helps when you get those early goals. Talking to other coaches, it's when that happens, the game kind of just opens up a little bit. So yeah, we took the chances early on and put a couple more past that and was able to keep. I don't think they had a shot on goal, so that's what you look for.
And then you came back here Saturday, played Wichita Baptist, played a very similar game. You could have easily had five goals in that game. You end up winning it 2-0, but you really didn't concede any chances.
Yeah, it's kind of been the emphasis on things over the last kind of year and a half is just, smothering teams, making sure if you press, you don't give them opportunities because it's a game of emotion. And the minute you take their emotion out, the drive to get forward or to transition goes away. And when that happens, typically you start having a leg up on things.
I think what was most impressive on Sunday was your corner kicks. First of all, you had 12 of them. But I think on almost all 12 of them, you gave yourself a chance to put the ball in the net.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we kind of, it's hard to teach heading and attacking a ball. We don't work on it. You just got to find the players that have that drive to want to attack it. And we've got a few of them that will. But again, we don't work on set pieces much. For me, it's as long as the ball's put in the right area, go get it. So we've got some girls who aren't afraid to go after it.
Bella Pillow was the defensive player of the week in the Lone Star Conference. Had a chance to visit with her. She's, I believe, and it's not a direct quote from her, but she says you just want to create a mess in front of the net on those set pieces.
Yeah, I mean, I think people can overthink the simple things. I mean, it's a corner kick. You got a dead ball, kick in the box, and fight for it. And I think that's last year you had Mabel Pruder who could hit a dime. Like, she was so good at just floating the ball in the same area and it just allowed us to go attack it. As long as you know where the ball's going, you can adjust. I think Lexi Gonzalez has hit, I think, almost all of them, or majority of them, and she hits a pretty clean ball similar to kind of what Maple was doing last year.
I was going to say, I think she pretty well did that. Yep. She put them right inside the six every time.
Yep, and again, we're a team that we do create a lot of corners. We're not afraid to be direct at times, so just getting the ball in the final third more often gives you a chance to score.
Bella Pillow's getting with two goals, and I think they both come off set pieces.
Yeah, she's always smiling. Sometimes maybe too much, but she's just kind of comfortable right now. I mean, she's got two goals in two games. I'll be honest, defenders don't score very much. So I think when you do, I think for a defender, it just means a little bit more because you don't know when those chances are going to come again. So she's done well. I mean, at the end of the day, that's how you get awards as a defender, is you get some points.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that the goals probably led to her getting the LSC Defensive Player of the Week honor. But all in all, I want to say you got to be pleased with the way they've played, but you're really defending by just keeping the ball.
Yeah, I mean, we've brought some kids in who want the ball at their feet. They're not as much run and gun kind of players. Maybe we had last year a little bit more kind of vertical minded players that want to get forward and want to get in the attack. They do it just a little bit differently. So I think I've always been a person you got to adapt to who you have.
Do you have a preference on a style?
Nope, I do not. I think coaches, we got to try to get the best out of the girls we have. If you've got girls that are in the middle of the field that want the ball more to feet, then you need to play to it. Because then you're bypassing players that want to get a rhythm and get a flow of it. You've seen a little bit with the men's, being able to mix up when to go long, when to play short, and just be comfortable on the ball. And it just makes games a little bit less stressful, because you're not forcing it. And again, I think we really do got to get a lot better at knowing when to go long, when to play short. I think that's kind of the big, I guess you could say, the improvement area that we need going into the second week.
And the second week starts with another home game. You've got Colorado Mesa coming in. What do you expect to see out of them?
They haven't played yet, so they're going to be, I would say, a little fresher, but they don't have the maybe the banging bruises quite yet. But they'll be good. I mean, they've made the tournament the last 2 years, maybe three. But they've I mean, they're a team that wants to get at you. They'll press. They'll sit back. They'll possess. They'll play direct. So maybe they're a little bit kind of similar to us, just over in the mountains.
Would you rather be the team that hasn't played yet, or be in your position where you've got a couple of games under your belt?
I mean, I would just say probably in ours, just because we've already got two games under our belt. But again, now it's the thing of maybe not knowing for sure what they're going to do. Maybe puts it into their hands a little bit more.
And they've got tape on you.
Yep, they've probably seen this play a couple times. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's teams coming to our place, which is always tough to play here. But I mean, their coach Jody does a good job with them. I think this is year three for her, and she's done a good job. She ruined our tournament run.
I was going to say, you played them in the tournament, I think, in 24.
Yep, and they and it was a good game. It was pretty even. They got a couple good goals from one of their kind of older players that were there for a little bit, and now they've they're going to have a fresh look because I think some of those girls have graduated. So I don't know what we're going to see. I guess I don't know if that's good or bad.
We've talked a lot about the positives that we saw out of your team out of the first two games. Is there an area where you'd still like to see the team improve?
I mean, we didn't only give up one shot on goal, so it's just not being comfortable all the time. You know, sometimes they can get in I think in any sports you get in a bit of a groove, and then all of a sudden something hits you in the face and you're like, oh crap, what do I do? And so you've got to kind of force out on yourself to get you adjusting and trying to be perfect, even though you're not going to, but just trying to be perfect in the way, because when it does, like a bad moment does come, you're able to fix it. I mean, we got two good teams coming up this week. One made the tournament, one was almost in the tournament. And so this will be kind of a telling week of what kind of, resilient players we have.
You know, I haven't spent a lot of time talking to you about this because I know you don't really put a lot of stock in it, but the coaches poll came out just before we recorded this podcast. You are now receiving votes. I thought you were overlooked in the rankings last year. I think you're still overlooked. Do you take offense at the fact that you're not in the top 25 right now? I mean, when you look at what you did last year and what you've done at the start of this year?
No, we don't have necessarily, I would say, and not saying these two teams we played aren't going to be good teams, but, we haven't had a trademark or
a signature win.
And so I think some of those teams that are in the top 25 are probably teams that played a team that maybe was ranked higher at one point. So again, I know the rankings are, they're fun for the website, they're fun for you guys maybe see, but yeah, it's just, we don't talk about it with the girls much because, at the end of the day, they're just, people guessing on what they think.
And it really is that to a large extent. Having said that, Dallas Baptist is number 7 and the highest ranked team in the LSC. That's not a surprise, right?
No, I mean, they played, I think, Mississippi Christian and did well. Went down into the humidity of Mississippi and came out with a good win. And yeah, our conference right now, I think it's gonna be tough. I think this week, other than maybe one matchup, it's all RMAC LSE teams. So this I think is a big week for us Lone Star teams, because we want to beat the RMAC, because then maybe that gives us a chance to get a fourth team in. So that's why I think that this is a very important week, and I think for a lot of us Texas and Lone Star teams.
And I realize that I have maroon and gold glasses on, but I guess the thing that surprised me was TWU got in. They were unranked, come in at number 18, and yet Midwestern State is just receiving votes. And we've talked about you guys. First of all, I've talked ad nauseum about how well you play at home, and you're unbeaten in 21 games. I know you hate it when I mention that, but and you're putting up one clean sheet after another. I mean, it just seems like you're kind of the Rodney Dangerfield right now. You're not getting any respect.
I think I'd talk to someone. I think us and Texas women's, for neither of us being in, I think, to even start the year. I think just with if you haven't seen us play, maybe, but I think both of us two teams were deserving to kind of be in there anyway with the rest of them. So, but no, it's just fun thing is you got two, most of that from here out, you basically got two games every week. So it can change pretty fast. It could go well really fast. So it's just kind of you got to kind of forget the games we played and try to get geared up to get the next.
You like the personality of your team?
It's still adapting because we have quite a bit of new ones doing some roles. with young or older girls, and coming from other places and played minutes, and coming from places and not playing as many minutes. So we've still got a pretty big mix. So it's still growing. I think that's the fun part. You lose a couple bigger voices from last year with Lilia and Nixley Munoz, and so when they leave, new ones come in and adapt as preseason went through, and now it's just slowly adapting into kind of how it's going to be, and it's up for me and Len to kind of just guide it into the direction we need it to go.
I know you've got a game coming up before the Sunday game against Central Oklahoma, but we won't have a podcast before then, so I'd like to get your thoughts on the Broncos.
They're always good. All of our games we play them are always good. We play them in the spring. And we think we played them every year for the last 3-4 years. It's just an easy game for us to get. I mean, both of us were 2.5 hours away.
Geographically, yep. You're talking about,
and it helps both of us because both, they're always in the mix. We've been in the mix the last 4 or 5 years, so it only helps us. And they're good. I mean, they've got size and areas. They're going to be good on dead balls and set pieces. They like to high press. Again, another team that's probably similar to how we are.
And similar to how teams play in the Lone Star Conference.
Yeah, yeah, I think they're not afraid to play a big ball at times. They're not afraid to press, try to stretch the game out, and try to get some speed at you. So yeah, no, very very much an LSC type game.
Because that's the last non-conference game before you start LSC. Are you? Do you feel like your team's on schedule? Are you where you want to be at this point of the year?
We'll see in a week. I think
I'll ask you next week.
Yep,
then.
I think next Tuesday we'll have a better idea.
We'll do a podcast then. We'll see you play a couple of times at Stang Park between now and then. Colorado Mesa is here on Thursday night at 7 and then Sunday at 1. Central Oklahoma visits Midwestern State. Hope to see you at Stang Park. Thanks for listening to the Stang Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast and be with us next week. I'm Pete Stein. So long.